Welcome back, everybody, to the deep dive. Today we're going like deep into African luxury art and design.
Yeah,
We've got
think to be good.
a whole bunch of like articles, research reports, all that good stuff. And I think this is going to be a really fascinating conversation.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a really interesting area because I think we think of luxury often in a very Eurocentric way, but African artists and designers are kind of like changing that narrative. They're blending tradition with modern aesthetics in a way that's really capturing attention globally.
So it's like a real like fusion is happening right now,
Absolutely.
culturally and artistically.
100%.
But like, what does that actually look like? Can you give us some like specifics?
Yeah, so I mean, imagine like beadwork, the kind that's historically been used for ceremonial pieces, right? But now it's being reimagined into high-end fashion. Accessories or like elaborate wood carvings, that were traditionally used for like rituals and things, and they're now being transformed into bespoke furniture pieces for luxury homes.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're seeing this traditional craftsmanship really elevated to a whole new level.
So it's like they're taking these ancient techniques
Right.
and breathing new life into them for today
Exactly.
without losing the history.
Yeah, without losing the history and the cultural significance. And that's, I think, what makes this movement so compelling is that, each piece tells a story. It's connecting the past to the present.
It's giving it a new context.
100%. And the world is starting to take notice. I mean, you think about artists like L. N. Natsui. His work is incredible.
I love El Nagu.
His massive, shimmering installations made from recycled materials. I mean, they've been in museums all over the world.
Yeah, he's gotten a ton of global acclaim.
Absolutely. Huge global acclaim.
He's a great example. And like Zanella Moholy too, right?
Absolutely.
Photography.
Such powerful photographs.
Challenging social norms, celebrating Black identity.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been featured in so many major exhibitions and have a ton of global recognition as well.
Absolutely. And institutions too, like the Goodman Gallery in South Africa, instrumental in promoting African art on an international stage for decades now.
It feels like this whole ecosystem is emerging
Yeah.
with these artists, these galleries, collectors all over the world
It's really exciting.
who want to experience this new wave of creativity.
It's 100%. I mean, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
It's not even just about the individual pieces anymore.
Right.
I mean, African art and design are like transforming entire
And
spaces.
okay, paint me a picture.
Okay.
What does that look like?
So like imagine like a luxurious penthouse in Dubai, decked out with these like bold abstract paintings by Ablaid Glover, just bursting with color and energy. Or like a chic Parisian apartment where a bespoke furniture piece by Babacar Niang is like the focal point. Blending traditional Senegalese craftsmanship with a really sleek, modern design.
It was really changing the feel of a space,
Absolutely.
adding these layers of like cultural richness
100%.
and historical depth.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And, they're not just doing it randomly. They're doing it very strategically. They understand the global market, and they're using these innovative approaches to connect with collectors worldwide.
I was going to say that because a lot of our sources highlight some really smart business strategies being used by African artists and designers to really break through in the luxury market. So let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
What are some of the things that we're
I mean,
seeing?
one of the biggest ones is technology. Platforms like Instagram and Artsy have become so essential for artists
Makes sense.
to showcase their work and connect with a global audience.
It's like a 24/7
Yeah,
global gallery.
absolutely.
You can reach anyone anywhere.
Yeah, you can reach collectors from New York to Tokyo.
That's cool. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
But it's not just like posting a pretty picture every
No, it's
month.
not just about posting pretty pictures. It's about creating a strong online presence, sharing the stories behind the art.
Giving the context.
Exactly. Engaging with potential buyers. They're really using these platforms to educate and build a following, not just advertise.
Smart.
Yeah, and it's working. I mean, we're seeing African artists gain huge followings online. you know, generating buzz, driving sales.
It's like a new era of art marketing, and they're leading it.
It really is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, another big strategy is strategic collaborations.
Okay.
You know, they're partnering with global brands.
Yeah.
Participating in these really prestigious art fairs.
Yeah.
Getting their work featured in, you know, these high profile design magazines.
Right.
This kind of exposure is just invaluable for building credibility.
Yeah. It's like a stamp of approval almost, right?
Exactly.
Like when you see, you know, Dior collaborating with an African designer.
Yeah.
It elevates African creativity as a whole.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it introduces these artists to a whole new segment of consumers.
Right. Who might not have been familiar with the work before.
100%.
So smart.
Yeah.
What else are we seeing?
Well, you know, we can't talk about the luxury market without talking about sustainability.
That's right.
You know?
Huge shift.
There's a huge shift.
Yeah. Towards sustainability.
Yeah.
Happening right now.
Yeah. People are so much more conscious.
Yeah.
About where their products come from.
Where they're buying from. What impact they have.
And the impact they have on the environment.
Yeah.
And I think African brands are really capitalizing on this trend.
Yeah.
You know, they're showcasing their use of eco-friendly materials.
Right.
You know, ethical production practices.
Yeah.
Their commitment to supporting local communities.
Yeah. Brands like Ellispace and Lagos are doing this really well.
Yeah, they make those stunning furniture pieces from reclaimed wood.
It's so cool.
It's beautiful stuff.
It's beautiful, and it's like they're not just selling you a product.
Right.
It's like you're buying a story.
100%.
A commitment to this more sustainable, ethical approach to luxury.
It resonates with people.
It really does.
Yeah. Consumers are willing to pay a premium for products that align with their values.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win.
It really is.
You get a beautiful piece. You're supporting a good cause.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially with the younger generations.
Yeah.
Who are really, you know, attuned to these issues.
Yeah.
This isn't just a trend.
Right.
This is a fundamental shift
in
the way that we consume luxury.
Okay. So we've got this like perfect storm brewing.
Yeah.
Incredible talent.
Mm-hmm.
Smart business strategies.
Yeah.
Global market that's like ready for what they have to offer.
They're hungry for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how are they tapping into these markets?
That's the question.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Who's buying and where? So where are people buying this work?
Well, I mean,
where are we seeing the biggest demand?
The United States is a huge player.
Okay. Yeah.
Cities like New York, LA.
Yeah.
You know, they have this long history of art collecting.
Right.
But there's this growing appetite specifically for African art.
Really?
Yeah. We're seeing major collectors and museums acquiring pieces.
Okay.
You know, galleries dedicated to contemporary African art are popping up everywhere.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. has always been such a melting pot of cultures.
Sure, absolutely.
That it's only natural that... Mm-hmm.
They would want to have art that reflects that diversity.
Yeah.
But what's driving that interest?
Well, I think it's a couple of things.
Okay.
I think there's this increasing awareness and appreciation for African culture in general.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing it in music, fashion, cuisine.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, people are curious.
Yeah.
And they want to learn more about different perspectives and experiences.
Right.
And art is such a powerful way to do that.
It is. It's like a window into a different world.
Yeah.
You can learn so much about a culture through its art.
Yeah.
But I also think there's like a social and political dimension to this too, right?
100%.
I mean, African art often deals with themes of identity history, social justice, and in today's world where these issues are so
at the forefront,
important.
Yeah.
It's not surprising that people would be drawn to art that reflects these things.
Yeah. I mean, it's art with a message.
It makes you think. It makes you feel.
Right. And people want that.
Yeah, exactly.
They want more than just a pretty picture on the wall.
Totally. They want art that sparks conversations, that challenges their perspectives, that makes a statement.
Right.
And I think African art does all of that.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah. So the U.S. is a hot market. Yeah. But what about Europe? I mean, they obviously have a long history with African art.
Long, complicated history.
Right. Because of the colonial past.
Exactly.
So how is that evolving now?
I think the relationship is evolving.
Okay.
You know, cities like London and Paris have traditionally been these centers for collecting African art.
Right.
But the focus is shifting.
Okay.
There's this growing awareness of the need to decolonize the art world.
Okay.
and to approach African art with a more nuanced and respectful lens.
So it's not just about owning it. It's about understanding the context, the history, the stories behind it.
100%. It's about recognizing the artistic value and the cultural significance on its own terms.
Okay.
Rather than viewing it through a colonial lens.
Right.
And that's a conversation that's happening, you know, in museums and galleries and auction houses across Europe.
Which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the shift in perspective is opening up new opportunities for African artists.
Okay.
You know, we're seeing more exhibitions dedicated to contemporary African art.
Yeah.
More collaborations between European and African institutions.
That's great.
And a growing recognition of the diversity and richness of African artistic expressions.
So we've got the U.S., we've got Europe.
Yeah.
What about other parts of the world? Yeah. Are there any, like, emerging markets?
I mean, Asia is definitely a market to watch. Okay. Places like Hong Kong, Singapore, Dubai.
Okay.
They're becoming major hubs for art and design.
Yeah.
And there's a growing interest in African art. Yeah, it's seen as this new and exciting frontier.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the potential for growth.
It offers such a different perspective, such a different aesthetic.
Yeah, a fresh perspective.
Yeah, and a connection to such a rich cultural heritage.
100%.
So it's like something new and different for them.
It is.
And then there's also the investment angle, right?
Oh, absolutely.
As demand grows, globally, people are recognizing that this could be a good investment opportunity.
Yeah, it's becoming a sought-after asset class.
So it's not just the beauty. It's not just the cultural significance.
Yeah.
It's also a smart investment.
It's a smart investment.
Which is a really compelling combination for a lot of people.
For sure. And as these markets mature,
I
mean, we can expect to see even greater demand.
This is really fascinating stuff.
It's exciting.
It feels like African artists and designers are really like making their mark.
Yeah.
On a global stage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just individual success stories, right?
No.
There's like a bigger impact happening here.
Absolutely. This movement is not only changing the way the world sees African art.
Okay.
But it's also changing the way Africa sees itself.
Okay.
You know, it's about reclaiming narratives.
Right.
Celebrating cultural heritage.
Yeah.
Showcasing the creativity and the innovation.
Yeah.
That's happening across the continent.
It's empowering.
It is.
It's giving African artists a voice, a platform to share their vision.
100%.
With the world.
Yeah. And in doing so, you know, it's changing perceptions and challenging stereotypes.
Absolutely.
It's a really powerful and transformative movement that's having ripple effects across the globe.
And speaking of powerful and transformative.
Yes.
Let's talk about sustainability.
Yes. Let's get into it.
This is a theme that's come up over and over again in our research.
It's huge.
And it seems to be like a defining characteristic.
It's a core value.
Of this new wave.
Right.
Yeah, for a lot of African artists and designers.
Okay.
I mean, they're so connected to their environment, to their communities.
Right.
And they're committed to creating pieces that are both beautiful and sustainable.
So it's not just about like eco-friendly materials.
Yeah.
It's like a whole...
It's a holistic approach.
Approach, yeah.
That considers...
The design and production.
A whole life cycle.
Yeah, that considers the entire life cycle of a product.
Right.
You know, it's about minimizing waste, supporting local artisans, preserving traditional crafts, creating pieces that are built to last.
It's really like a philosophy.
It is.
Embedded in...
It's deeply rooted in African culture.
Yeah.
Where resourcefulness and respect for nature are just paramount.
Yeah. It's a really important value.
Yeah. And it resonates with consumers.
Yeah.
You know, who are increasingly concerned about the environmental and social impact.
Absolutely. People want to feel good.
About what they're buying.
Exactly.
And knowing that their purchases are supporting a brand that aligns with their values.
Absolutely.
So it's like this return to like a more conscious.
Yeah. A more mindful way.
Way of consuming luxury.
Exactly.
Where quality craftsmanship.
Yeah.
And sustainability are valued.
It's not just about the product. It's about the story behind it.
Yeah.
You know, consumers want to know where their pieces came from, who made them.
Right.
What impact their purchase is having.
So it's really this blend of aesthetics, ethics, authenticity.
100%.
That's really resonating with a growing number of consumers.
It's a powerful combination.
Worldwide.
For sure.
Okay, so we've got this huge surge in demand.
Yeah.
But how is all of this being supported?
Right.
Who's helping to get this work out into the world?
I mean, that's where the role of platforms and institutions become so crucial. You know, they provide the infrastructure, the connections, the visibility that African brands need to succeed on a global scale.
Let's talk about some of those key players.
Yeah, let's dive in.
They're really like the backbone.
Yeah, they're essential.
This whole movement.
They're providing the resources, the connections, the support that help African brands thrive.
And we've already talked about a few, right?
Yeah.
Luxury Media, the Africa Luxury Network, Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Luxury Exclusives.
Exactly. And they each have their own like unique role to play.
Right.
You know, like Luxury Media Africa focuses on storytelling.
Okay.
You know, they're crafting narratives that highlight the beauty, the craftsmanship, the cultural significance of African luxury. And they're sharing those stories with a global audience through their online platform, their print publications.
It's about changing the narrative, right?
Yeah. Shifting perceptions.
Yeah.
Showcasing African luxury.
In a way that feels authentic.
In a way that's really authentic and compelling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries, which is all about providing like a framework for success.
Okay.
You know, they offer these certification programs.
Right.
That help African brands meet international standards.
Yeah.
Which gives them a competitive edge in the global market.
Makes sense.
And they also host these networking events and trade shows.
Okay.
You know, creating opportunities for these brands to connect with buyers, investors, industry leaders.
So they're like a bridge between the African brand.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
And the global market.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And then there's Luxury Exclusives.
Yeah.
Which is doing some really cool things.
I was going to say, they're doing some really innovative stuff.
Yeah, they have this amazing e-commerce platform.
Right, Royal Exclusives.
Called Royal Exclusives, yeah.
Yeah.
And it features this curated selection.
Right.
Of certified African luxury brands.
So it's easy for someone to find these incredible brands.
Yeah, it's like a one-stop shop for anyone looking to discover and purchase these unique pieces.
It's a great idea.
From across the continent.
Yeah, I love it they do those Wine and Connect events too.
Yes, their Wine and Connect events are amazing.
Bringing together creatives and entrepreneurs and industry experts.
It's all about building community, fostering connections, sharing knowledge.
It's creating a real buzz around African luxury.
Absolutely.
So we've got these online platforms and these business networks.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the institutions?
Right.
What role are they playing?
Yeah, I mean, there are some incredible institutions that are really playing a key role in promoting African art and design.
Give me some examples.
Like the Zeitzel, MOC Yellow Bay.
Okay, yeah.
The Zeitz Museum of Contemporary Art Africa.
In Cape Town?
In Cape Town.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's the largest museum in the world, dedicated to contemporary art from Africa and the diaspora.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's not just a repository of art.
Right.
It's like a vibrant cultural hub.
Okay.
They host exhibitions, workshops, events.
Okay.
And they attract visitors from all over the world.
So they're really putting African art.
Yeah, they're putting it on the map.
On the map, and absolutely.
Literally.
Yeah. What about events?
Yeah, you've got events like the FNB Joburg Art Fair.
Okay.
Which is one of the biggest and most prestigious art fairs on the continent.
Okay.
I mean, it's a major draw for collectors, curators, gallerists from around the world.
And it gives these artists a ton of exposure.
Huge exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it helps to connect them with international buyers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then we can't forget about
the
independent curators and gallerists.
Yes. They're so important.
Right.
They're the ones on the ground discovering new talent, nurturing these artists.
Yeah.
Connecting them with the right audiences.
They're like the tastemakers.
They are. They're the tastemakers.
Yeah. Shaping the art scene, introducing African art to the world.
They're the unsung heroes of this whole movement.
Yeah.
I mean, they're passionate, they're dedicated.
They have good eyes.
And they have an incredible eye for talent.
Yeah.
They're really the ones pushing the boundaries, shaping the future of African art.
It's really a team effort.
Yeah.
Everyone's working together.
It's a collaborative effort.
To make this happen.
Yeah. It takes a village.
It's really cool to see.
It is.
So what does all this mean for a listener?
Well,
you know, what should they take away from this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that African luxury is not just a trend. It's a movement.
Okay.
It's here to stay. It's a celebration of heritage, craftsmanship, sustainability, innovation.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think everyone can be a part of.
Absolutely. And we encourage you to keep exploring this topic.
Please do.
You know, visit those websites we talked about.
Yeah. Check out the artists.
Learn more.
Immerse yourself in this world.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Because it really is an incredible...
A vibrant...
Vibrant...
Evolving world.
World that we've just kind of...
It's so exciting.
...scratched the surface of today.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind. Be curious and just allow yourself to be surprised and delighted by what you find.
By what you discover.
This is a story that's still being written.
Absolutely.
It's full of beauty and possibility and hope.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And who knows, maybe you'll even be inspired to add a piece of African luxury to your own life.
Why not?
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
It's been a pleasure.